SM LEM pressure equalization. Okay, cryo pressure indicator to surge 3 and verify the cryo. Oh, wait a minute. Sure, I got the right one here. Okay, Gordo, I cycled the cryo pressure indicator from up to down, back to search 3, and we got a master alarm, and there was no too high flow with it at all.
Okay.
Okay, I just did it again to verify it, and that picked up the master alarm, although it might be associated with the fact that the surge tank is down and coming back up.
I don't think so. Roger, Gene, although the surge tank shouldn't have caused it.
Okay, let me give you one more try on it. Well, that time it didn't wait. All I did was go up to 1/2 and the alarm came on.
Roger.
Okay, I went back to surge 3. It did not. So maybe it's coming on when I go up to 1/2.
Roger.
Yeah, there it is, Gordy. It's definitely repeatable. I can go up to pressure cryo quantity 1/2 and alarm comes on.
No. Okay, Gene, I understand.
You might note that, okay, Gordo, you might think about the fact that we were getting them when the cabin pressure was high after launch, and there might be some association there also.
Okay, good observation.
Okay, emergency cabin selector to off. We got it on both dinners. And underneath the commander's couch. Yeah, okay. Press package valve off. Should be off. Okay, verify direct O2 is closed. Okay, tunnel vent valve, 11 command module delta P. Okay, it's greater than 3.1, it's up around 3.6. Okay, we'll go ahead and open the pressure equalization valve.